o'clock at night.
I sure did.
Thank you so much. Like that, conversations riveting. This is just the power, and I wonder what goes on in people's minds when they're listening to these conversations, because that's life.
It is life, and it's like, I hope people like listening to this and also agree with bringing more dubstep rhythm and drum and bass to Winnipeg.
Tarot, too.
Yeah. I'd love to see just more music and more accessible music, like the events that I do. Like, I don't want them to be astronomical. Like, I want them to be accessible to everybody.
Oh, no, absolutely. Now, like, okay. I want to help, and like, so if you ever need somebody putting posters up Osborne or West Broadway, let me know, because like that'll be so much fun, because you know I feel good doing good things for the community, for the scene. That's why I'm trying to that's why I built up this segment of the show to highlight dubstep, rhythm, tear out, and experimental bass.
There's so much house, and there's so much
too much, like, there's too much,
there's even a lot of techno now too. But, yeah. Like, I'm planning a heavy techno show, so I'm really excited for that, because that's going to be some really great stuff. But we need more of the heavy stuff here.
Like, oh, yeah.
I feel like it's lacking in Winnipeg.
It used to be bumping. It used to be crazy. Like, there was a few that I BTSM was here in 2020. That was, like, now it's 6 years ago. Like, I don't get any updates. What happened? It's not, now let's not about ask, but let's do. So I'm calling out the city of Winnipeg and all our listeners. Let's like come together and build this scene up. It never went anywhere.
No, it certainly didn't. And I want to keep doing more of these events. Like, I want to like have fun, and I want to bring bass to Winnipeg.
Oh, and like, you notice at these bass shows, the crowd is totally different than like the techno scenes and the drum and bass scenes. Like, you know, I've been to a lot of festivals over the summer, but when I go to dubstep shows, I really feel like the festival comes to the venue.
It's like all the sense of community with it, like even like the people coming up to me, like the plur culture, like it's just, it's so abundant there, and just like the love that I feel just makes me so like overwhelmed in a good way. Like, I love seeing people just headbanging away and just kind of like getting lost in the music, the bass spaces. Like, I love it all, the whole atmosphere.
And like, so many people are stuck in home, but people have to know where to go. So that's the bridge. That's what we needed to connect here, because there's so many people that want. No, okay. From what I have seen, so many people will do like free before 10:30, and then or free drink. Like, oh, it's so expensive, but
so like, certainly, but, can be.
But the patrons, the people, you know, what's in your mind?
I think without our people, we wouldn't be here. But also, like, we need their support to continue doing what we do. So, like, it's kind of a combination of keeping, I guess, costs low and enjoyment high. So knowing, I promote on so many different platforms, like I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram. I partner with like the nightclub, and they put into promoting. So it, just trying to reach everybody, and word of mouth, especially, like people like working with me and enjoy the events that I do. So just knowing that these are consistently good events, more people will show up.
It's like, when was your first event?
With Beanie Bops, it was November 2nd, I believe, first or second.
Oh, the first the Tap House. The November. Yeah. That was your first event. No way.
Yeah, was,
no
yeah.
way. Oh, that was, I had such a good time at that one. That was the Halloween one.
It was.
That was. Yeah. Oh, no. That was. We had. Laser Goblin, man, that what he's doing with laser programming is crazy.
It's
good job,
buddy. It's a pleasure to have him. He's wonderful, and I can't wait for him to do another show for us. Like, he's such a joy to work with and such a good human being.
But he's so busy with there was who you had. You had White Raven, and you had Diced Up. Mm-hmm. Now there was a microphone at that event. Diced Up was interacting with the audience. You know, I really liked that. There are not enough microphones for people to be talking to interact, but at that one event, that was your first event with Beanie Bops. That was, you know, when Jordan was telling the audience, when the lights came on, you know, thank you for coming out, go grab some water, see you later, come back. Like, that was, we need that's the type of communication that will get people, like, that was awesome.
He cares about his crowd, so he wants us all to, like, look after ourselves, and after the night that we had, like, how hectic it got and how chaotic it got, like, it was, everyone needed some water after that.
we need more microphones for DJs to be communicating. So that stood out to me, and I didn't even know that was your first event.
Yeah, it was my first event as Beanie Bop event.
There was a lot of people there.
There was. We had over 100 people.
Wow. Yeah,
it was okay. Really great.
I got a video of that event. It was like Instagram, 10-second, 15-second clips, yeah. Right? But I got this one really good video of this guy going with his hand with his, like, did you see that?
I probably did, yeah. There's so much content from that night. Everyone got so much footage. It was so great to see. And everyone had such a great time. Like, everyone's so excited for the next one. Like, we've already sold a bunch of tickets, and I'm so excited to kind of keep doing
it. Are you close to selling out?
No, not close to selling out. But with Winnipeg, like, tickets usually sell out. Kind of sell better last couple days before the event.
Yeah,
it's kind of how it is.
It's because everybody wants to know whether or not their friends are going.
Yeah, it's always last minute, or even at the door. But at the door, the price is increased.
Well, that's like anywhere else.
Yeah,
you're normally at the Tap House in 441 Main, known as Diablo. Correct,
yeah. So we're doing another Tap House event in January to start the new year off really strong. That one's going to be a great show.
I'm so excited.
Because so many great DJs.
Diced Up.
Yeah.
Jordan, he was telling me to check out Chrometric, his friend Alex. He was just talking about it about an hour ago or so on this episode. So that's great. All ties it. Like, I'm so excited to go to that. To start the year off, you know, I Diced Up is always performing. He's going to be doing more music crafting and making music programming for the winter. So I am super excited what we'll be hearing with that. But with his absence, who will be coming up doing more of that tarot dubstep?
Oh my God! I feel like White Raven's going to be kind of sneaking in there. Just his energy on stage, like, his energy, it's amazing to see. And he's only been around for about a little over a year, and just seeing his progress and, like, what he's been doing,
mm-hmm.
I think he'll
very impressive.
He'll take some spotlight this year.
For he's 18, right off the block. He's been trained, went through music production, and he opened up for Bear Grylls back in 2024. Just started DJing, actually. Now, I don't know if he's listening. Whoever is friends with him, go tell him. Go turn on the dial. I try to get him down to come on this episode. I not only try to get two secret interviewers, I wanted to get three. Now, thanks, Jordan, for coming down. I know you're listening. But, and thank you, Vienna, right now here in this, for coming for this. But, like, I was trying to get White Raven. I know you'll come on. I have a tendency to, I know he'll come on the show eventually.
I can even give him a little nudge.
Okay, what about Hex Rima? You've heard of Hex Rima?
Oh, The name sounds so familiar.
Hex Rima, the Harris. He was did Chop Shop, Riddipeg. He was on their lineup. He also did the... Oh, I went to school with him at Fort Richmond Collegiate. He really likes dubstep. I'm going to let you to get in contact with him and try to get... I was speaking with him at the Friday event, Diablo. Don't know.
Oh, okay. The Filth series.
Yeah, that. Yeah, yeah. Series. No, I... He, really great guy, and he does the Flowsmith series with, like, Lemur, I believe. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Lemur was also a pleasure to work with. That was great.
Lemur with the fan. You know about that? You know about... No? Oh. Okay, at the Chop Shop, Riddipeg, Club Happenings, Diced Up is going really hard on those mixers, and Lemur has that air mover, that blue fan, and he's cooling off Diced Up, like he's trying to cool him off with the air mover, but he's jumping up and down, bouncing like it's a fan or like a speaker, like a
speaker on his shoulder. Yeah.
Hilarious.
That's great.
Absolutely hilarious. I'm calling it pulling a lemur, because that's his name, Lemur. But, like, every time that anybody's going out with an air mover, like a speaker, to cool off somebody, that's what's going to be known as pulling a lemur.
Perfect. I'll remember that.
A segment brought to you from CKUW 95.9 FM. This is your host, Eric Sturman, speaking, coming from downtown Winnipeg. Hostility and nihility.
Okay, like, the summer gets so hot. Like, okay, you're going to get fog machines and lasers, like you're gonna get, what's your plan?
So that I'm leaving to the professionals. My cousin does lasers, and Laser Goblin is always a pleasure to work with, so I have kind of two great options to reach out to if that's something that I need or desire for a show, and can work with them with that. I'm more on the music aspect, bringing the DJs together and kind of finding a space for us to kind of celebrate that music.
Do you like rotating between the venues, or do you think you're going to eventually find home base?
I like rotating venues. Really, really enjoy working with Tap House. It was such a pleasure, and I'm hoping to do way more events there. Also really like working with Diablo, not biased because I also am employed there.
No, that's good. That's
the space is great, though. It's great. And the staff is great. I'd like to reach out to more events to kind of go to different areas of the city and kind of attract different crowds that may not come downtown or may not go to those other areas of the city. But Osborne's a great location, lots of foot traffic. Same with Diablo, like, especially, like, First Fridays or when there's an event downtown, it gets lots of foot traffic. And hopefully eventually when EEC comes back, like, working with them would be honestly such a privilege, too.
You think they're going to come back? Like, they're going to, like, the owners? Like,
I'm hoping that they rebuild and come back. I mean, it was a great spot for the venue, like, a lot of foot traffic. I'd gone to tons and tons of events there, too, so a lot of memories.
What was your favorite, your best memory at the EEC?
Probably there is a show that Panda did before he went overseas, and that one was great. And there was Styx, and there was a couple, I think Baby Snakes was there too. Just like those really heavy-hitting local artists, although Styx is gone, but she's more Psytrance, drum and bass, I'm pretty sure is kind of what hers would be classified as.
Psytrance is really good.
It really is. So it was a lot of fun, like so many shows. Even saw like Snails there. That's where I saw Unhinged for the first time there. Great, great show. And I discovered a lot of artists by going to these shows. And I would go like by myself all the time and run into so many people that I knew, and I'm sober as well, so just being able to be, like, fully present in the moment and kind of, like, immersed in the music was amazing.
That's good. That's really good to hear.
Yeah.
That's something that a lot more other that everybody should strive to live by.
I just lose myself in it, especially when it's like heavy hitting and can just go into my zone and close my eyes and headbang away.
Headbangers.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on when people go really loud at these events and all? It's not that they're crazy in the moment, but how do you think that affects other people who, because, like, you know, I get it. I've been there where somebody's like really loud next to me and he's like, oh, you're like screaming in my ear. Like, that happened like at the side stage for me, Wilhelm Scream, a couple months ago. Like, that was packed. Like, sometimes when the venues are so packed and you can't even like walk around and move around,
makes it less enjoyable if it's too packed in there. That's why I like doing bigger venues versus working with smaller venues.
Oh, like,
there's a little bit more space to move around and more opportunity for people to enjoy the show as well with a bigger venue. Like, you can access more people or pull them in.
I really like that at the Diablo. You can go at the upstairs area and yeah. You can like look down, and it's almost kind of private, but not, because it's so much space in between that you could. Yeah. Now, I go to events by myself. It's kind of the only really way that you can, unless if you want to be stuck with somebody, because, you know, wherever they go, you're gonna have to go.
No, exactly. Like, I often run into so many people that I know that I never feel alone, especially now with like knowing so many more people in the scene and like all these DJs, like just all the familiar faces that I constantly see. Like, it's, I never feel alone or unsafe or anything like that. Like, I'm always around people.
Well, that's all. Now, listeners, everybody, pay attention. Like, that, this should inspire you that if you have no group, nobody to go with, just get out and go by yourself.
Yeah, I've never let that stop me before, whether that's like a concert, hiking, camping, traveling. Like, I just do it. You'll never regret it.
Where do you see Beanie Bops go? Where do you want to take it? How?
I want to continue doing this. Like, I want to continue bringing music to Manitobans that isn't really highlighted. Like, I want to continue bringing music that I enjoy too. So, at least having one dubstep D&B rhythm night a month is my goal for sure. And then kind of another event. I have an event in the works too that I haven't really talked about that's going to be really fun next year. A themed event, I'll say that.
Did you want to go in depth? Or did you want to just hold off?
Probably hold off, but it's I'm excited to kind of get that in motion.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
You look, you're doing really good for yourself.
I do my best kind of trying to juggle everything, but I'm passionate about what I do and I enjoy what I do. So even the lack of sleep doesn't stop me. I'll still do it.
I mean, we only have so much time. And then the time is gone for the torch to be passed. And then we're asking ourselves, what have I done?
We're always going to look back on the experiences that we had versus the material items. So, like, I'm down to spend money on that concert ticket over, you know, having that nice throw blanket or whatever. Like, I'm always, like, about the experience. And you're never going to regret the experiences that you have. You'll regret not taking the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Wayne Gretzky always said, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
That's a great quote. Like, I love that one so much.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Giving a shout out to my old boss, Sean. Thank you, man, for always drilling that, putting it. I really appreciate, because when we're going through process at like work, or things will stick in your head.
They do. They stand out. And like, It's great to work with all these people and learn from them too, like the wisdom and different points of view. Like, I always love feedback and how people give me feedback on my events too, so I know how to make them better or tailor them more to what the community wants.
Now, you have an event coming up just a few days from now. Now, this episode, this is the season finale, Hostility Nihility. This is December 2nd that we're airing here. Now, you have an event, I believe, just on the 5th coming up.
I do, yeah. This one is going to be at Diablo at 441 Main. And it's going to be a swampy chaos night. It's going to be dubstep, D&B, rhythm kind of night. And most of the DJs in this lineup, if not all of them, are kind of up and coming. There's no, like, really big names right now, but there's some names that we'd really like to highlight, especially Relic, Relay K. Sorry, I'm so bad with names. He did an event at the Pyramid recently, and it was a pleasure to get to see him, and I'm really excited for what he's going to bring because he's very new, very up and coming, and I'm excited to showcase all the talent that's on the lineup.
I did notice that. I think I did make a point out there to you that on the December will be up and coming. January was
the heavy one. Yeah. The more well-known one. Yeah. But I like to kind of things up and highlight different talent.
And especially because you use the exact same Swampy Chaos branding that, you know, you're still going to know what to expect. But yes. So that's good. I can see that vision. That's awesome.
And then, like, when I get the hard techno, like, we're going to have an event name for that, too. So then anytime we have a hard techno one, it's like you're going to know, like, what to expect from these events because it will have its own branding, its own name. So, like, Swampy Chaos, it'll have its own.
No, I like that. Yeah. I really like that. Out of the Psyche Relic, Jinja, and Kobe-san, who do you think is going to still remain, say, 5 years, 10 years down the road?
See, I'm not really sure because, like, I have faith in all of them. Like, I've definitely listened to all of their music. Like, Jinja, he's great to even work with. Like, he's a great human being, too, all around. Like, I have faith that he's going to go far and do well. Psyche, too. Like, she's been very kind to me, and she was a pleasure to have last Friday, and the other two, I'm excited to see what they come up with. Like, I hope all of them are around.
I say that because this is for in case if all four of them are listening, they can all think of each other and be like, "I'm gonna still remain."
Because kind of little competition, friendly competition.
Because we don't want anybody to stop, but I would like them to realize that they're all in it. They're starting up at the same time and that they're going to realize 5-10 down the road, hey, we're still here. And this is going to be up, like, it's going to be available forever. Like, that's the idea. I've seen Kobe Sand perform at the Riddipeg, actually.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he did the Chop Shop, I think.
No, that was Diced Up. Okay, but Riddipeg did do host, but that was Diced Up's idea.
Okay.
The Chop Shop, because
it makes sense with his Diced Up. Yeah. His theme, awesome. It's very fitting.
Oh, no, it's perfect. It's perfect.
It's very fitting.
I think that's where he's really, really striving with that brand, with his personal brand. He's done a really good job at that.
He has, and it's like, he's very authentic to himself, and I love to see it.
Me too. I'm gonna try to make it down to that event. I try to make it down to every event. Not everybody can do that.
No, I appreciate your presence at them. It's always a joy.
thank you. I try not to go too crazy. I try to inspire others.
I mean, you get lost in the music. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, the January one that's coming up. Mm-hmm. Jinja will also be performing opening at that.
Yes.
So you got White Raven, Chromeric, and Diced Up.
Yeah.
That is on January 3rd of 2026.
At Tap House, yeah. That's going to be another great show there. Such a great location.
Now, did you have any... did you have anything on your mind that you wanted to... I want to let you lead.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just an awkward human.
I like to do this because I want to... The conversation is a mutual, you know?
That's fair. Oh, I'm hoping that... Like, going forward, I can continue to do safe events and, like, hope that my crowd is safe and, like, having a safe space for them to be themselves and lose themselves in the music, and being able to bring them those spaces is really important.
Yeah, it's very important. I there's security at these places, so...
There is, yeah.
I don't really have much to say with that because, like, I'm a guy, so I don't really understand any on that side of things. I don't understand. I'll never will understand.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It's unfortunate that it happens, and we have to, I guess, when there's so many people who get so busy. I like it where you have it where larger event, more space in between people.
Yeah.
That's why.
I don't like to pack venues. Like, I don't want to oversell. Like, if anything, like, I sell less tickets than capacity to allow kind of a little extra space. Just because, like, it's... You don't have a pleasurable time when it's... When you're all packed in there like sardines. Like, I've gone to clubs in Vegas and not been able to, like, have a good time. Because, like, you can't even move. You're just so packed in there with everybody else.
Yeah. Now, but... Oh, my brain is destroyed right now. I cannot, for some reason, think right now.
You're all good. You're all good.
Okay. My brain, this was doing it, you know?
You kind of reached your...
No, it's not about...
It's just blanking.
Yeah, because...
What do you think, like, Winnipeggers want to see more of in these events, during these events, to, like, separate it from the normal events that are being done?
Like, what do you mean by normal event?
Like, what can set these events apart from what's already being done in the scene?
Well, like, what I've noticed is since the EC burnt down August 29th, we've now been having all of these events at the Manitoba Museum, Alloway Hall.
Yes.
Which is absolutely crazy. It's good crazy because, like, it's for one, a new opportunity for people to go to events. And for two, people can experience history of our beautiful province. I went to the Alive at the Museum, and I was, of course, I went by myself. That's the best way to do it. I was noticing people were talking at the exhibits. That was amazing. I never people in our age would never really go to the Manitoba Museum, like the. Yeah. But that's so niche.
It is, and it's amazing how they've been able to, like, utilize the space and be able to bring that kind of show. I wasn't able to go to that event. I was working that night, unfortunately, but I heard nothing but.
You could take the day off things. If there's, like, a big event like that. If.
I mean, I can, but the bills don't pay themselves, so. But I hope they will do more events like that there, and just knowing that there was, like, conversations about, like, the history and kind of the different exhibits, it's really great to see, because you're combining, like, two really great things.
At Alive at the Museum in September, at the end of I went to the after party, and I was speaking with some people, and I was like, you know, I noticed nothing happened, like, nothing bad happened, like, it went very successful, and I said they should probably be doing another event, and then literally a month later they announced Speed World. I missed that when I didn't go. I'm holding myself back now on the bigger corporate events. I've went to so many this year. I've experienced it all. What I need to experience is the growth and the buildup of a smaller scene growing into a larger, because I was there. I did, with the metal, it can be done.
It can be done. And I'm going to make sure it does get done. I'm going to do my best. Yeah, no, I tried to do, tried to arrange something at one of the other museums, but they wouldn't go for the proposal. So.
Which museum did you try?
I used to work at the Aviation Museum.
Oh, that would be so cool.
I was trying to partner with them, but they won't. They will never.
Okay, what about the Electrical Museum?
I never thought about that one.
It's just on Osborne, right by Stafford. There.
Oh, that'd be a great spot.
And Do not do the toilet in the toilet museum in the Saint Bonnet. Like that's kind of.
I will not. But just being able to like be at these different historical places.
Oh no, for
like,
sure.
So cool to be able to host events and like hosting events in places where people wouldn't think of. It's so great.
No, absolutely. The did you know that there was like a toilet museum in Saint Boniface?
I didn't.
Really?
I did not.
Oh my god. The only reason why I know this is. Can't remember what grade it was. I think it was grade 8 or 9. Or they took all the whole classes to it.
What a great school field trip. Wow. Wow. I've never... What a school trip that would have been. I bet the teachers had one heck of a time keeping you all settled down.
I think what was happening was one of the teachers was like retiring and he just wanted to like mess with the test. I don't know.
What a great way to go out though.
Okay, I gotta stop like uncontrolled. I'm not, this isn't a forced laugh, like that's
it's
hilarious.
Genuine. That's too funny.
That's with what you're saying with keeping capacity low. Basin Unity Festival thrives on that mentality as well. And if you've ever been, have you ever been to Basin Unity Festival?
I haven't. I've actually really? Never been to a festival.
What?
Yeah, my first time even at Summer of Sound was this summer and I bartended it.
Oh, okay. Summer of Sound is it's a staple in the prairies. However, it's not a...
It's not a festival, per se.
They call it a festival. Yeah. Steven, you did a great job with it, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It was a great time.
Yeah. Festivals where you go pack your truck or van or car and go in tent and music.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, campfire, like, birds.
I think 2026, I'm supposed to go to Electric Forest with some friends. Oh. So I'm really looking forward to that.
There's like so many. Winnipeg, like Manitoba, we got like Basin Unity. We have Bringer Love. Yeah,
that's a good one. And then there's a couple other ones, I think, too, if I'm not mistaken. There's Elemental this year.
I think that's in Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan, okay. Definitely heard about it, though.
I checked out Lakeside Live in July. It's reminded me very similar of, like, Summer of Sound.
Okay.
Except there was only one stage, so they didn't have multiple stages.
Okay.
But they had, like, couches that you could, like, sit down in the VIP area. Like, really nice fabric upholstery. Nice. Yeah, and you can, like, just hang out and sit and relax.
That's fancy.
I never saw that before at a festival or anything. Like, not on people to bring, but, like, the organizers.
That's wild. That sounds really bougie.
The Basin Unity in Manitoba here, it's hosted by Dr. Dust from Dusk Till Dawn, Contents Under Pressure. It's assisted with so many other organizers, such as Junction X, PSA, Winnipeg Psychedelic, Manitoba Psy Tribe. It's at Hilltop Resort. There's so much space in between people. They have aisles so that they have like dedicated aisles. Like, roadways, and okay, then people yeah. like camp on each side of the each.
Oh, that's nice.
It allows
you more space and privacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have like all the acres. Like they, however, I would recommend if you don't like to walk and if you don't want to do a lot of walking, I'd recommend bringing like a motorized bike or a scooter or like an ATV or something, like something with four wheels so you can drive around, because there's that much area and space between the main in all the stages. Yeah.
That's good to know.
I went there in the summer and like, I think I put on like at least like 60,000 kilometers, feet.
Steps, yeah.
It's like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. I did carpet cleaning this morning. That was, yeah.
You're all good. Long day. Long day.
You don't make music.
I don't make music, but everyone keeps asking me when I'm going to be starting to make music. I have so many hobbies that I feel like if I started music, it would take so much away. And I love just being present and enjoying the music that's being made. Not to say that I haven't thought about doing it. I feel like it's one other thing to add to my expensive list of hobbies.
What are your hobbies?
I crochet, so I make like home decor items and clothing and kind of anything that people request. I've embroidered sweaters and hats.
Wait, like
hand embroidery.
Like you could make the Fox Beanie Bop events Fox like on a shirt.
I probably could if I tried hard enough.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
I would definitely wear one of those at the events, being like a supporter, because then that would be like, you know, it's branding.
Yeah,
and people see that friendly fox.
Yeah,
they're gonna know what's up.
I did have somebody reach out wanting to make my logo into a keychain, so that's pretty cool. Hopefully we see some of those circulating in the future, and I'd like to get some stickers, too. That'd be pretty cool.
No, you got it.
I love stickers, so
do it. Like, Avultra, he had the pins.
Yes, yeah.
Paramore, they give the candy bracelets. That's...
And I'm grateful that we get to have as many luxuries as we do, and like get to enjoy music without it being illegal to do so. When my dad found out that I was doing raves and kind of hosting, he's like, isn't that illegal?
What? Yeah. No.
He thought it was still like super underground.
Oh, with like the warehouse stuff. At like, he thinks it's like the 3 a.m. secret stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no 3 a.m. secret stuff happening here. People, we just want to dance, and everybody just loves music.
Too strict here to do anything after 2 a.m.
When did they change that? When did they make that rule? Because I remember it was like 4 a.m. you can go to the Cornerstone on Osborne.
No, like now it's most places have to shut down by 3 a.m. and no alcohol can be served past 2 a.m. Like, I've had a lot of chats with Liquor Commission, because being a bartender as well on top of it, like I know the laws and like do with my guests and can't do, and kind of like making sure everyone is safe overall. So it's like, I like that I can add an extra layer of safety to my events that I do, because I'm kind of in control of like my guests and how much they have and if they've had too much. And
yeah, I guess, you do have that power of the cutoff.
Yeah, although everyone's been pretty good and responsible so far. I haven't had to do that.
I guess there's cameras at, like, all these places.
Yes, so, there would have to be. Yeah, because Liquor Commission can go and review them anytime.
Oh. Yeah. This show is broadcast through 450 watts of power in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Broadcasts from 95.9 FM, CKUW. But it's a local program, local station, you know, on the dial. We're only in Winnipeg. However, our online live stream link and our podcasting allows for this listening range to reach the massive length and reach of 6 continents, over 45 countries, and 18 languages, 11 time zones. So everywhere else in the world, you know, they can go till whatever time. I don't know about any other rules of any other places. I sure definitely hope the listeners can at least kind of experience what we're going through here in our city.
Yeah, and kind of chime in on, like, your kind of barriers that you have in your cities and laws that are preventing you from kind of enjoying what you enjoy.
Now, a dubstep artist you got to check out is somebody who's been recommended to me by Dr. Dust, my buddy Dustin, based in Unity Festival, Rust. You got to check him out. Rust. Have you ever heard of the dubstep artist Rust? He's in Saskatchewan, and he'd definitely come here in Winnipeg.
Maybe.
You can get him on the Instagram handle Rust Dubstep, RustDubstep. He's got a pretty good following. He does that rhythm.
I like that rhythm. Awesome. I'll have to look into it. I love suggestions. Like, I want to know who people want to see and, like, what their favorite artists are. Because, like, I know my favorite local ones, but, like, I have my blinders on. So, like, any new music that I can discover is always, always a joy.
Okay. Sudden Death. You know Sudden Death?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
You know Murata?
Yeah.
Okay. What about Phase One?
That one sounds familiar. I'm not 100%.
I was telling you about Phase One the other day. Australia.
Yes, they liked your post. Yeah, you did. And I did check out some of his stuff and follow him. So
like,
I did check that out.
Really
it's
good.
Really good stuff.
Like heavy, really heavy.
It is very heavy. Heavier the better.
Yes. Now, like, I love metal music. I don't know about you. Do you like metal? Probably not.
I listen to more rock than metal. But
that's okay.
It kind of, some of it borders.
That's where it gets the heaviness.
Yes.
Because, like, electronic is just as heavy. Like, you know, I've had so many friends lately, people that I know, acquaintances in life, that have, oh, you're doing electronic music now. But it's like, I don't own a computer. I don't have a laptop. I'm still using, like, the same gear that I was with in the other. So, like, I just want to dance and have fun, and I just want to see other people dance.
Oh, heck yeah. You just want to bring music. Like, music brings people together. And, like, it's so powerful. And I love seeing how we all come together, despite our differences, our backgrounds, everything. It's, like, so great to see.
Broken and You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.